Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have a 9:30 agenda item. It's a meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and consider action items. And we have three on the agenda, and I believe we have a couple issues that we're going to do executive session following these. So with that in mind, let's start with the first one. And it's an action item to consider signing closing documents for property located at 1302 East Chicago Street, Caldwell, Idaho. Good morning, Zach. How are you?
I'm well, Chairman. Thank you. So we have the closing documents that the title company has produced, and we have those tabbed up for your signatures. They need just a board signature on a number of different places. Jen, and my apologies, I do have, we have the wrong clerk's name on there. That will need whited out or crossed out or however you want to do it. Okay. That's my bad. I think I sent them the wrong form. We have Norm Brown here, and we can answer any questions for you. There's a number of addendums. We've got this closed by March 30th, and I think Norm and I have been working with the various parties, the attorney, getting a final court order ready that was sufficient for the title company to sign off on to issue title insurance. And then we have a release agreement from the current occupant of the property, where she has agreed to remove herself from the premises before she gets the conveyance from the sale. And Norm has been working with her directly and has the details on what her plans are. But I think for Director Britton's purposes, once we have the warranty deed issued formally, we'll be ready to take control of that property and start demo and parking lot.
Chairman?
Yes.
I just have a question, I think, Norm. On page 2 of 5, under number 2, that estimated taxes, it says it hasn't been. Is that outside of the scope of this closing statement today? So it's listed as a pro
taxes.
Yeah, 431.64. I don't see it listed on the closing statement, so I'm not pretending that I understand the comprehensiveness of the transaction. I know it was complicated, but
hold on, I'm looking for it on that closing statement. Are you the seller's closing statement or your closing statement?
I'm looking at the escrow closing instructions under
buyer.
Maybe that's what it is. I believe that's probably true, yes.
It's the annual taxes.
Didn't get my date for my closing statement shows that
it's the annual taxes, and then we're canceling out basically the prorated share of
431, so that's the pro.
Oh, I see. I did miss that right there. Thank you, Commissioner. Okay. I just didn't see that. That was my
question for clarification. That's
thanks. Thank you, Chairman.
Fine.
And when I talked with the resident of the place, they have one car to move today. They're going to move it. They had like 3 wrecked cars on there. And when I just went by there today, it looked like they were trying to inflate the tires. They towed another one just down to the scrap yard. And so that should be done. And then she's going to turn off. When I sat down with her at the closing 2 days ago, and she signed, she doesn't have a bank account for this check of $78,000. I think it's $78,000. Yeah. So she had like an Uber account. So they're going to wire the money to an Uber account because, you know, banks won't take a check like that if you don't have an account.
Right.
And so she said, I'll be out as soon as I get the money because I don't have even any money to go anyplace. So she said, and they said that it'll be today. They'll get it to her by this afternoon and wire it into her account. And then we asked her to turn off the power today. And so I'm just But she has cleaned the place up, you know, that old junky shed, that's gone, all the junk in the yard's gone. There's just one red car that's left, and she said that'll be gone today. And I said, you know, you guaranteed us that you would clear it off. So I think we're pretty good. And Rick, I would say, as soon as you verify with Idaho Power that that power's turned off, I'd just take a tractor over there and I'd push the walls in, just so nobody goes back in there. I mean, I can't tell you what to do. You guys know the legal of it, but I would make sure it's not squatted on, and maybe it's just in a pile of timber. So then, yeah.
Do you require a building permit to do that?
Yes, I have to put in with City of Caldwell a demo permit.
Why don't you see if you could do that in the most simplistic of terms? Try to file it today.
Yep, I can do that.
Okay.
Thanks, Rick.
And that's kind of the update on that piece. Zach, like I told you, did an outstanding job working with the attorney, with, because there are two sisters that are in dispute on it, right? And right. One wouldn't show up to court and wouldn't go along with anything. I mean, literally one day when I went over there, it was being recorded. It was hard to get a hold of her.
Imagine.
Yep, and I appreciate this has taken some work, and you're right, Zach was integrally involved in that, and thank you for your persistence and all you did to coordinate that. And yeah, the title company, I'm glad we got a hold of him and Mr. Darling. Yep.
Call me anytime.
We will. And Chairman, I'm in favor of this. This is great acquisition for the county.
Really?
Yes. We just want to make sure people know we're moving business forward in this county.
This is a super critical piece of property to
it. It is.
It's immediately adjacent, and it's on the corner of the street. And the immediate plans is to make it for parking, which we are in desperate need for.
I couldn't even get a parking space today. I mean, that's how bad.
Well, if you would have sold this yesterday, you might have had space today.
Yeah. So. Or driven a taco truck, either one, but we'll get there.
So it isn't dearly in need, and I think that they came to, which the state statute requires, we came to a fair and equitable price for the property, and I think we did the best we could do with one of the parties, and enough said. I would entertain a motion or a further discussion to move towards a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the closing documents for property located at 1302 East Chicago Street in Caldwell as presented by our realtor, Norm Brown.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Thanks, Norm.
Okay. Zach, you're going to just get a sign sent.
We'll get it over and talk copy on it.
Will this be followed up by the standard real estate contract that we normally do, or is these legal documents yet?
We've already signed the standard real estate agreement
earlier,
and so these are just the closing documents, and we'll eventually get the filed and recorded warranty deed, and that'll be the final document.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
A few addendums in there as we were moving along, but everything's there.
Everything's there. Okay. Oh, perfect.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Executive session today, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Luke, nice to see you.
Nice meeting you. All right. All right. Thank you. Very good success story there. Second action item on the agenda for this morning is consider ordinance establishing adopting Chapter 2, Article 13. Tall grass and weeds continued from March 11th. All right, thank you. So I was not here this past Tuesday. I was at a magistrate commission meeting, which is a challenging and a very good group to serve on in picking the next administrative judge or a magistrate vacancy, and great experience. Very honored to be there, but I couldn't be in two places at one time. So We're picking up a continuance of this from this past Tuesday.
Yes.
So, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, I think there was just a couple corrections that legal was going to make, and I think that has been made. So, unless you have some further questions, if you've had a chance to review it, we're up to answer anything for you.
Yeah. Chairman?
Yes.
And thank you for being here, and thank you for making the changes on that. It looks like all that's been complied with. If the chair is amenable, I would like to put on the record that statement, because it says it so well on why we're doing this as an ordinance, and it's going to be critical for people going on site that they don't get harassed, that there is authority under county jurisdiction that this body has approved. But it's Section 6, Canyon County hereby finds that tall grass and weeds can have a blighting effect on neighborhoods, can constitute a fire hazard, and can provide a refuge for vermin and insects. The purpose of this article is to secure the public health, safety, and general welfare of the residents and the property owners of Canyon County by regulating tall grasses and weeds in unincorporated Canyon County. So with that authority, we're dedicated to making this an aesthetically pleasing and desirable place to live. This supports what's in our ordinance, and I believe it's just a good move on the part of the executive body to make sure that we cover and empower weed enforcement to do what they need to do.
I'll put in a little bit of nuance that somebody from the East Coast would be totally clueless about. In the West, we have things that in the movies are called tumbling weeds. And as they grow, mature, and die back, they come somewhat round. And when the wind blows, these weeds are designed that their seed pods can precipitate out seeds in pathways down the wind of, I would call it, in miles. They don't just do it for a few hundred feet. So when it talks about weeds, it's not necessarily in consideration just for the weeds that are growing this spring or this summer. It becomes such a bigger problem this fall when they dry back, and then they're blown in the storms during the winter, and they propagate these noxious weeds in many, many, many other areas. So it's a big thing that is not totally encompassed in our description, but it's a huge thing that, if you're not proactive, you're always reacting to where these seeds have been propagated downwind.
Right.
And it's a mess.
And Chairman, can we call out Section 10-2 for people if they are cited and then subsequently leaned on their property? We want to make sure that it's very transparent. Director Britton did a good job calling that out in the last meeting on the steps that the county will take, which includes leaning the property if they don't pay within specified time periods. So that is clearly on the record, and that, I think, with the passage of this, there is grace that's extended by both our code enforcement officer and the Weed and Pest Division, but the tolerance is going to be pretty low for not following through and getting the job done. If we have to come in, then you will pay for it one way or the other. So we'd prefer people voluntarily kept their property clean.
And again, Section 10 just is illustrative of the importance, just as my earlier illustration. What you do on your property is your business, and maybe not just your business. And my illustration is an example of what you choose to not take care of these things is it becomes other people's business, and unfortunately it becomes the county's business when we're ended up called in to do that per state code. So.
Totally in support.
Any other comments, Commissioner Brooks?
Nope.
All right. I would entertain either further conversation or working towards a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the ordinance or paperwork, approve the ordinance establishing and adopting Chapter 2, Article 13, Tall Grass and Weeds, and the summary of ordinance establishing and adopting Chapter 2, Article 13, Tall Grass and Weeds, as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
May you go forth and I guess don't be productive, but be...
Destroy weeds. Yeah.
Yes. Start spraying and doing whatever it takes. We appreciate your work.
It's a full-time job.
Yes.
Commissioner Susa, nice seeing you guys.
Yes, thank you, Corey.
Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I got a question.
Yes.
On these closing documents, we have the wrong clerk.
Yeah, it was noted.
Oh, it was? Okay. Well,
it was noted.
I'll try to wake up.
That's all right.
It's okay.
Follow along.
We did catch the prorated taxes, so there's grace there.
Jay Wesley had, well, I shouldn't use the word groveled, but something similar to that, and claimed that he would take care of it.
Okay.
And we might send IT over there so his old file can get updated, but
oh, yeah.
I see that in jest. It'll be taken care of. All right. Are we ready for the third action item?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it. This is to consider summary of ordinance establishing and adopting Chapter 2, Article 13, tall grass and weeds. We just did that. So for the audio record, there were two documents, and we considered both of them at the same time. Okay. So is there further general discussion for legal? Or I know that there's perhaps a couple of issues for executive session.
Two for general, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
I have one for executive that Jay Gibbons is going to join us on in about 5 minutes.
Okay, perfect. Well, let's do the general items next then.
Mr. Chair, the first one I had was the assessor's asking for the parking agreement between Valley View School District and Canyon County to use the parking lot. So I was just checking on that.
Laura Keys assigned to that one. She talked to the assessor about it yesterday.
Okay. And I'm assuming that's going to come before the board at some point.
It will after we get the school district assigned. We'll have the board sign.
Okay.
So just for the audience, that's a parking lot that's over where DMV is at. We usually use that portion of the parking lot for vehicle inspections, and it's not utilized all the time. Valley View's having a construction project, and they're hoping to temporarily use that space for their employees.
Okay. And then, Mr. with legal here, we had a situation come up a couple days ago. Director Britton, if you want to come on up.
Yeah.
Luckily, we did the towing ordinance update. That is squared away. We had two vehicles in the parking lot, went to Lieutenant Crawford. So he went through the process. He went out and tagged them. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be towed. If they're not removed, they contact the owners to make sure they have the ample time to remove the vehicles before they're towed. And so that process, but as in that process of going through, Director Britton and I were talking about the no camping ordinance that was updated here recently, probably within the last year. Mm-hmm. There was a project that kind of, I think, slipped through the cracks that Carl Erickson was working on, the previous chief civil, about the signage and the verbiage to put on the signs for no camping. And we still need to get that verbiage for those signages so we can put on our properties. So that was what came up in discussion. So is that a project you guys?
Yeah. Do you have a, have you started or spoken with Carl? No?
No, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, I believe, I know that was kind of talked between the chief and Carl and the board, you know, during the, I mean, I was involved a little bit at that initial start of it, but then once it got further along, I was more involved, but I was waiting on, I did have a couple conversations with Carl, and just like, I just need the verbiage and stuff to what to put on that sign, and I just have never received anything.
Okay.
So,
we'll
and it, I just brought back to my memory when we talked about this, I'm like, hey, we never got that, so.
Right before he left the county.
Okay, we'll produce that for you. I know there is a legislative movement for a statewide ban, and I'm not sure the progress on that, but we may want to just wait a couple weeks to see, because we might be able to put a state code in there instead of our county ordinance, or both.
Well, that'd be powerful. Okay. All right, so Rick, put that on your follow-up in 2 weeks to a month, and we'll keep chasing that signage down.
Perfect.
All right, perfect.
It's a perfect forum to bring this up, because I didn't even know that was in the state side to even consider.
It is. I just read about it this morning and some stuff that
nice.
I think it's in the, it's a House bill, if I remember right.
That sounds right to me.
I think, I don't know.
There was, since we've been on this path, the Boise case got overturned with a case out of Grants Pass, Oregon. And so there's more
authority now, more authority to make these sorts of bans than there was, you know, a few years ago. So.
Good. It's always nice to have clarity. All right.
Then, Mr. There are three other general topics, but those are going to move to next Tuesday during legal staff update.
Okay. All right.
So that's all I've got for the public side.
Okay. Sounds good. All right.
Checked with the PACs to see if Carl had anything that we can
build
off of.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready for the executive session?
Yes. With DNF? Chairman, I move that we adjourn to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, records exempt, and F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
You, Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes, so motion passes unanimously. We will recess to executive session. Thank you.